Good morning, and we welcome everybody to the High School Sports Caravan Inside the Lines High School Sports Podcast. And I'm Jim Powers, glad to have you with us. And it's holiday week, it's Christmas week, and we hope everybody's ready to go and has everything that they need. And with the holiday week coming up, it's holiday tournament time on the basketball courts. And joining us is the man. He joins us every month, and it's great to talk to our good friend Earl Austin Jr. And you know, Earl, first off, the Norm Stewart Classic this past weekend was terrific. A lot of great games, a lot of, you know, super performances. I know you had a chance to watch some of the local teams. What were your impressions of some of the games from out at the Norm Stewart that you saw over this past weekend?
It was just a great, like I say, it's a great event always, a great cause, Coach versus Cancer, Norm Stewart present at all the games, pretty much. It was a lot of fun. Now, on Friday, I really concentrated on watching a lot of the girls' action. Two teams really stood out from St. Louis. First, Vashon girls with John John. They defeated a very good North Little Rock team that was coming off a state championship. That was a very impressive victory. Janila Bush and Chantrell Tutu Clayton had just had a tremendous performance. And then Lutheran St. Charles had a big win over Columbia Hickman. Hickman's one of the top teams in the state. And that was a big win for Aaron and their group. And they're doing without Jordan Spies, their top player, who's out injured. And that was an excellent victory. Then on the boys' side, you saw some, you know, the Midnight Special, Cardinal Ritter, New Madrid, two top teams. They went down to the last second. And that was fun. I mean, impressive victories by Chaminade. Obviously, Jay Blossom and Principia has it going. Just so many, just you know, East St. Louis and Michaela Rich put on a nice show against Jefferson City. So, yeah, I know I'm leaving out a few because there were so many good games
right
to watch, but those are a few that kind of stick out a little bit.
You know, on the girls' side, and you know, you mentioned the two. I was really impressed with what Lutheran South did. You know, a Southern Boone team. That's good year in and year out. And, you know, Ben, you know, he's like, we'll play him. We'll step up to the plate. We'll go over and play him. And I tell you what, I was really impressed with them. You know, Chaminade coming off of the loss to CBC on Friday night and then having to flip back. I'm going to tell you right now, you know, Varian Daniels may be one of the best shooters that I've seen in a little bit here in the St. Louis area because he put on a show on Saturday afternoon. You know, for Chaminade to help get them a victory. I was really impressed with him.
Milovan plays with so much energy. He's been like that since his sophomore year when he cracked the starting lineup. I watched the game, a big part of the game the night before against CBC. He had like 24, 25 points in that game as well. So it was a nice back-to-back performance by him. You know, they're pretty much a young team, but you have him and BJ Ward are kind of senior league at the guard position, and everybody else, you got a bunch of sophomores out there, young people. Ben Winker, 6'10" sophomore, I think he's got a bright future. You know, I think he had 14 and about 8-9 rebounds. He did a nice job against EBC too as well. So I think Frank's got a team that's just going to get better and better as the young people continue to emerge. But Milovan and BJ really kind of set the pace, and that's two great leaders for a young team.
You know, and I was me and Frank were actually talking before the game on Saturday and going to the MCC. I'm telling you, I think this is a year where that title is up for grabs. I know DeSmet, you know, Kent's got some veteran kids coming back, but overall, the MCC is a really young conference this year with a lot of young kids. And I think this is going to make that conference even more fun to watch throughout the season.
It's going to be more unpredictable too because with so many young, talented, but young kids, I think the shifts and momentum is just going to be up and down. Like you say, you know, Kevin's got all those young kids, including his son, Luke, and Eddie, and Simon. They're going to be, you know, very talented. There are going to be some times where they're just going to shoot lights out. Then there's going to be some times where Kevin's going, what's going on up there? And you saw that with Justin, too, obviously. He's got a lot of talent. But when you say they graduated some great, you know, Larry Hughes, Rob Martin, you know, John Bowe left for prep school. There's talent, but like you said, you saw a great performance the other night, Friday against Chaminade, and then the next night, you know, not so much against Kickapoo. That's just the nature of, but Nasir Binion's off to a good start. Tyron Garrett, 6'5" guard. And you, like you say, up and down, like you say, I think Justin Duff is really off to a tremendous start for DeSmet. I think going leading them to that championship at Parkview up there at Springfield what was big for them, and I think he had a great tournament. And they're playing a lot of, Ken's playing a lot of young kids, but they have a senior leader like Justin that is really good. Slews got Aaron Walker Jr. Like I say, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. All five of those teams are going to be we talked about Chaminade already.
And now we get into what I call the silly season, where me and you not only watch basketball, but we rank hospitality rooms over the next week and a half. But let's talk about the Viz first. No surprises, in the first round matchups on Saturday. Sets up some intriguing matchups in the quarterfinals. And I think one that everybody is kind of anxiously awaiting is this Cardinal Ritter as good as advertised when they now have to get Incarnate Word in the quarterfinal? But, no surprises across the board with the seeding of this.
No, I think you're going to have some good teams. Like I say, obviously Incarnate, number one in the country, and Cardinal Ritter is a very good team, and so you're playing with house money going against the number one team in the country, but they got good players. Anaya Williams, we call her Nana, is a real good player. Hannah Wallace is a good player. That's just a tough, tough draw to get them in the second round. I think the Civic Memorial in Pattonville is going to be a good game. Donnie's got a really nice team over there at Pattonville. A lot of deep, quick, athletic, and Civic Memorial's been playing great ball coming from the Metro East side, one of the top probably three or four teams in the Metro East this year. I got my bracket in front of me. I got to make sure, you got John Burroughs, Parkway South. Parkway South's got the McCullough sisters, Natalie Stork, kind of a sleeper team there, obviously. But Burroughs, we've talked about them in past shows, Allie Turner and Manette Witherspoon, a state championship team. And then Viz coming into getting to the right side of the bracket.
It's been a minute since they've been on the right side of the bracket.
Right. And they got a tough matchup with, Big Game James and the Eureka, which is always a wild card in that tournament. Remember last year, they knocked off Edwardsville, and I forgot who was it, Whitfield? Not with somebody. They got to the semifinals.
Yeah.
And then I like going there too, because, like I said, even when you get to the left side of the bracket, you're going to see some competitive games as well. So you go to that tournament, you're going to get four great games. So it's a great opportunity for all the teams to get better, because you're going to play four top teams. You're going to play good competition no matter which side of the bracket you go on.
No doubt about it. So that they'll get going on Monday. MICDS, they were supposed to start tomorrow, but with Mother Nature deciding she's going to give us a white Christmas that we haven't had in an awfully long time and dump the temperatures down under zero, they're going to shift to Monday. I love this tournament. I love that they renamed it the Don Maurer Holiday Invitational. I love the cause for, Special Olympics. This is just a great tournament. And then you throw on top some great talent that we're going to see up when me and you, the two old guys sitting in the corner of the gym up at MICDS.
Our table. Yeah.
And it says media, but really it's Earl and Jim's table, and everybody else just hangs out right there.
Yeah, move out if you're sitting there. We show up. I'm sad that it got moved, because, like I say, it was the tournament that always kind of started first, so you get the head start, before Christmas, kind of get the taster before Christmas. But like you said, it's going to be a well-balanced tournament. MICDS is the top seed. Kirkwood with Sam Briscoe doing pretty well. There are three. I believe Ledoux is a two seed. Francis Howell starting to pick it up. Now they got their football players back from their state championship team. So I think you got good players up and down the line there as well. And like you said, the highlight is always the Special Olympics All-Star Game, because the crowd gets amped up, but the kids get amped up. Because like you say, that the teams all sit around, boys and girls teams sit around, and in the Special Olympics, they put on a show, and it's a tremendous event to watch. So like you said, I've been going for that tournament for years, had nephews played in it, and it's fun, and I look forward to going back to it as always.
Yeah, the biggest part of that is the in between the semifinals, and once again, the two of us we're really blessed to see a lot of the high school kids giving back to the community. And, you know, I saw it this past weekend at the Norm Stewart, you know, when teams are giving checks to the American Cancer Society. Well, you know, at MICDS, all the proceeds go to Special Olympics. But to see the two semifinal teams sitting there courtside, one just lost, two are getting ready to play, and they're just sitting there amped up, cheering these kids on. I think that kind of gets lost in the shuffle of, you know, what a lot of these tournaments mean to a lot of our high school players is, you know, they get it. Back in the day, we may not have gotten it. These kids get it, that there's a lot more than just basketball.
Yeah, it's this is something bigger than us. And it, you know, all we're the competitors, people come to see us. It's not all about us. And that's a cool thing, and we understand that. And you could see the excitement they show, the faces is genuine. And the Special Olympic players pick up on that, and they get out there and they have fun. I always look forward to my big man, Kukoc, I call him.
Yep.
Tall, left-handed young man, about 6'7", 6'8", and he dribbles around. He makes sure everybody gets a bucket. You know, he can go out there and score all the baskets, but he makes sure everybody gets a basket. And you learn a lot just, you know, from watching, you know, how they compete and how they just kind of they cheer for each other. And I think, you know, if you're a kid watching that, you're like, wow, you know, you can learn a lot from watching this. You know, you see that in track and field with kids cross the finish together, and you know, I've seen, you know, it is fun, and it's great for our kids to see that.
And, you know, I get to have fun. You know, Marshall and those guys let me have a wireless mic running up and down the court with those kids. Yeah. And I have a blast with that. I mean, it just, once again, just to see the look in those kids' eyes. And they get it. And then everybody else gets it. And that's the really, really cool thing. You know, and you see a lot of these kids year in and year out. And once again, that's what makes it fun. And that's what makes, you know, what Josh and Marshall and those guys and, you know, Don Maurer, when he started this whole thing, you know, that's exactly what they wanted to do. So, you know, that's going to be a great tournament. Now, with the schedule shift, they won't finish now until Friday. They're just basically going to push everything back a day and start on Monday. So they'll have the normal rotation, but now just everything shifted a day. So another tournament starting Monday. New venue for Coaches versus Cancer. Place near and dear to my heart, Maryville University. And I think it's going to be a great venue, and it's going to be a great tournament. You know, you've got Hickman coming over, you know, to cement the number one seed. You got a Webster team that's got a lot of youngsters that's still trying to find their way a little bit. I think this has the possibility of maybe being one of the best tournaments in the area this year.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be, like you say, well-balanced. It's going to be very competitive. You got a lot of young talent. As you say, the Smets playing well. They've already got a tournament win under their belt. Like I said, I think for those who haven't seen Columbia Hickman coming over, they're a very good team. They've won the CMAC two years in a row, and they got a really good team. A lot of young talent. Brock Camp is a good player.
I was really impressed with him Saturday against Chaminade.
Yeah. He's football tight end. Isaiah Bonaparte is a really good junior point guard, and they just got a lot of young talent. They're going to be good for a while there. Like I say, I look forward to seeing Vianney play. You know, Parkway West, you know, Tyler King is a very good player. Brady Cool is a very good player. Like you say, Webster, you know, they've been up and down because their point guard CJ Lang has been out. Now he's back, so this is an opportunity to play, you know, 3-4 games in a short period of time, and you can see them possibly start to hit their stride. Now they got their senior point guard back in the lineup as well.
SLU also with a, you know, tournament as well, a little bit of a holiday tournament. And this is another one, and this one kind of gets put in the back burner a little bit because of MICDS, because of Coaches versus Cancer. But I'm telling you, this SLU tournament is not a bad tournament. There's some pretty doggone good teams that we're going to see over playing there.
Yeah, Erwin Claggett has an excellent team as well. We talked about the MCC, John Burroughs, Coach Pee Wee Leonard. They have one of the top players in the area, and Trevor Reed, a senior. He's got a younger brother named Christian, who's a freshman, who's starting to make a big impact. He's already about 6'7", about 220. They kind of headlined that field as well. They had the Legends of Winter tournament. It's a fun deal. It's funny because Irwin takes the hospitality room seriously. He's always banging me ahead. Earl, okay, we need this five basketball, and he lets me know what's on the menu and stuff like that. So look forward to that as well.
Well, what people don't understand, and I'll let you tell the story, but a few years back before COVID, there was Earl came out with the hospitality ratings of the hospitality suites on social media. Everybody does such a great job. I still say at Viz, one of the best things I've ever had was Gary Glasscock's chili.
Oh,
That goes
yes.
down as one of the best.
Yeah, and I guess at Webster, Jerry Collins brings in the pulled pork, his smoked pulled pork. Yeah, the hospitality room reviews just kind of took on a life of its own. I put them on Twitter. First, I just put them on Word, but now I take pictures and of all the spreads and give the reviews, and people take it seriously. I mean, they really love it. I remember going, I always tell the story, it was a tournament out west, I won't say the school, but I told him this is where I'm going. I'm going to rate the hospitality room. So I went, and it was Winfield. It was Winfield, and it was great hospitality. It was a home ec teacher ran it, and it was home cooked stuff. They cooked it all. It was tremendous, everything. And then kids bought it. Kids cooked all the food and everything. And I told the teacher. She said, "Oh, this was tremendous. I want to let her know my name is Earl Austin. I rate hospitality rooms, but you never heard me. Don't worry. This is a five basketball." And she said, "Thank you. I appreciate it. You have no idea." I said, "Why? Why?" She said, "Because," she said, "our principal of our school saw on Twitter that you were coming, and he came in during the day. He came into my room and said, 'This guy's coming from St. Louis. He's reading the hospitality rules. It's got to be perfect.'" I said, "Oh, wow." I said, "I heard this guy." Then she said, "My superintendent came about an hour later and told us, 'Well, this hospitality rule's got to be great.'" And she said, "I've never heard of this guy." I said, "You have no reason to be here up
Yeah,
here."
exactly.
It's like I'm there, like I'm Alton Brown or somebody coming to it. But yeah, and another thing. So I'd like to have rate him up the. Of the five basketball, that's the 5-star rating. One time, I gave the Coaches versus Cancer. I gave them a 4-basketball rating, and oh my God, Greg Ransom, and I love him. He sent me an email. And he said, "Earl, I can give you 4 basketballs. I can't believe this." And so the next year, I showed up. It was still at Merrimack. He walked me up to the hospitality room, which showed me everything they got. His wife ran the hospitality room, and it was great spread and everything. So, folks, Jay Blossom's always with
Oh.
Webster. Back when he was at Webster with the Webster, he was like, "Okay," he would bug me. "When's that rating coming out? When's yeah, I'm naming names. When's
People
that rating coming out, Earl? When's that rating coming out?"
just don't understand. We just don't go to there and watch basketball. We
No.
have other ulterior motives, and because some, during tournament week, me and you don't, that's the only places we eat. I mean, because we're either, like for me, I'll start at MICDS, I'll go down the Viz. This year with Coaches versus Cancer at Maryville, now you've got three tournaments, three of the big hitters within 5 miles of each
Right
other.
with it, right there with each other, exactly.
So yeah, I mean, people don't understand. We kind of take it seriously, but that's kind of our meals for the next 5 days.
And it's fun. I love it. I mean, obviously, in Collinsville, that's just a whole another
Oh,
level.
that yeah, that just goes
What they do is just
to a new
crazy.
stratosphere.
But to me also, it's fun thing. But it's also a way to spotlight and feature people behind the scenes who do great work and to make it a great tournament experience. It's not just the basketball on the court, but these people work hard and just keep it to make it a great experience for everybody, the workers and everything. And it's just kind of my way to kind of spotlight and give them a tip of the cap for the work they do to make a great tournament run smoothly in all facets. And that's another way of doing it.
No doubt about it. Earl, I know it's a busy time. Me and you will see each other a lot next week, and appreciate you with our monthly visit. And we will see you on the tournament trail next week as we're bouncing around all over the place.
Always a pleasure talking with you, JP.
Thanks so much, Earl Austin Jr. You can catch all of his work on Twitter. He does a lot of great stuff still with the St. Louis American, also with Prep Hoops. So you can follow all of his terrific stuff and also our monthly visits here on Inside the Lines, the High School Sports Podcast. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We want everybody to have just an unbelievable Christmas weekend. See family, hug your loved ones, enjoy some great, great quality time with your families. And then next week, a lot of tournament stuff we'll have. Next week on, you know, what we're going to be doing is a lot of best ofs. You know, we're going to take the week down. That way I can get out to see a lot of the basketball action and not worry about writing a lot. But we're going to do a lot of best ofs next week. And then we'll be right back at it after the 1st of January. So thanks so much for tuning in to Inside the Lines, the High School Sports Podcast, part of the High School Sports Caravan. I'm Jim Powers. Have a terrific holiday season.